Well, some of you know that my brother is a plumber. Early in his career, he would often jump into a situation waist deep into sewage to fix a leak or solve some kind of problem that had arisen. His employer at the time appreciated his hustle, but gave him this great piece of advice that he still remembers, or at least I remember it because he told me about it. And that piece of advice is work smarter, not harder. If you stop and think and just assess the situation a little more carefully, you might be able to solve it much easier than before. Indeed, my brother, he learned from that and has become an even better plumber as a result. But did you know that that little piece of advice, work hard, work smarter, not harder, is biblical? I find it in the Bible. I find it in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 10, and it reads, "If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success." If the axe is dull, this first section here, this first line of this particular verse, have you ever used a dull axe before? I'm sure some of you have not. Some of you may have never even picked up an axe before. But perhaps you've used or tried to use a dinner knife to try to cut a steak. It's tough, isn't it? It's just so difficult to try to cut through that. You bear down and you use so much more strength than you would have otherwise. If you're at a restaurant, that they might forget to give you a steak knife. You might even ask for one, but maybe the waitress or server is delayed. Maybe the server is delayed. Maybe they forget, or maybe you're just impatient. You're that hungry. And before it comes, you try to use the dinner knife that you're using, and it just takes so much effort to get the job done. You must, as the verse here says, use more strength. You must use more strength. But a wiser man would either wait for the steak knife to come, or if you're at home, just get a sharper knife, or perhaps even sharpen the one that you have. That's a mark of wisdom, I think, which brings success. A mark of wisdom which brings success that we see in the rest of that verse. By way of application, when we do the work of the church, it's always better to work, in fact, overall, it's better to work smarter and not harder. But since this is a lesson in a church worship setting, then it's good as a member of the church to work smarter and not harder. There are so many areas where we do this or might be able to do this. The great thing about working smarter is that you'll be able to work more because you won't be so tired after the job, after the first job or the first several jobs that you do. It takes wisdom to stop and to consider what the best course of action is to carry it out. For instance, perhaps one of the best examples that I want to bring up is when you're talking to someone about the gospel. We could try having a debate with them, but that would just lead to a more adversarial approach, and you're much less likely to convert the individual after a debate. I mean, doesn't that take a lot of effort to have a debate with someone? There's a lot of effort on your part, but it winds up being fruitless in the end. Instead, try asking questions. Well, what do you mean by that? Whenever they say something that isn't right, you might ask, well, what do you mean by that? Or how did you come to that conclusion if it's something that you don't agree with, or that's not biblical? And when they start asking questions, you could just say, well, that's a very good question. Why don't we have a Bible study about that? And of course, we have these Bible studies that will help you in your in trying to convert people and trying to get them to see what the Bible says about certain things, so that they can know what they need to do to be saved. And trust me, it's far more effective than having debates with people. Just as when my brother was younger and tried brute force over brains to solve a particular issue, I too tried the spiritual equivalent in my younger days. Debating over religion is like trying to chop wood with a dull axe or cut a steak with a dinner knife. You might get the desired result, but it will take so much effort and probably won't really work in the end anyway. Solomon also wrote in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, "He who wins souls is wise." The wiser soul winner is able to work longer because he's not working harder, but smarter. And we see that that wisdom brings success here from Ecclesiastes 10:10. So now, what is that gospel that we are talking about? Well, the gospel that we want to teach people, as Sam had mentioned earlier, is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so many people might say, well, Stephen, I know that. I know that at least you believe that, or at least I know that he did. He was crucified. He did die. He did raise from the dead. I understand that. So what else is there? Well, the Bible says we need to obey the gospel. And in fact, Sam also read the idea of obeying the truth in Galatians 3:1. We've got to obey that truth. Well, how do you obey the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus? Well, you have to obey the words that he said in order to be saved. The gospel is also what we see in the plan of salvation, if you will, and what we can do to be saved. We got to believe, of course. We understand that. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he has died, that Jesus has died and was buried and rose again the third day. We also have to do something about that. We have to enact our faith by working. And one of those things that we've got to do is we've got to repent of our sins, turn away from our sins, and go toward Jesus. And then the third thing we got to do is we got to confess our faith, confess that Jesus is the Son of God. And then finally, in one final step in order to obey the, now I say one final step, I mean, obedience to the gospel is really a lifelong thing. But in order to be saved, jump from being sinner to saved, is you've got to be baptized for the remission of your sins, so that your sins can be forgiven, so that you can be joined into Christ, that Christ will add you to His church. I encourage you to do that this very day. Let us know if you need to do that. We'll make sure it can happen. I know we're remotely doing all this. We're doing this virtually, but if you want to join us, if you want to let us know about that, there'll be instructions on the screen in just a moment on how you can let us know if you want to do that. And if you already are a Christian and you're in need of repentance, if you've gone astray and just like the foolish Galatians and need to repent, please let us know about that, so that we can pray for you, so that we can help you and perhaps restore you if needed. Please let us know these things as we sing this song.